This is NPR.
The Bush administration today said it's troubled by reports of a crackdown in Zimbabwe by President Robert Mugabe. A spokesman for the White House today called for swift political solution in Zimbabwe, which held elections last Saturday, but there's been no official result or announcement of a winner in the presidential race. Yesterday, police in Zimbabwe raided the offices of the main opposition party and detained two foreign journalists, including a New York Times reporter. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has more on the political turmoil in Zimbabwe.
The way things look, Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, and opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, are headed for a runoff later this month. Independent election observers say that Tsvangirai won the popular vote in Saturday's presidential election, but the overall winner needs 50% of the vote plus one vote to become president.
NPR's Gwen Tompkins reporting. To this country now in the long and increasingly expensive presidential election. New numbers out say in the Democratic presidential primaries, Barack Obama raised twice as much money as Hillary Clinton did last month.
Here's Obama collected $40 million versus $20 million for Clinton. The Clinton campaign said March was its second best month raising money. Obama said more than 218,000 new donors turned out in March, for a total donor base of nearly 1.3 million individuals. The March money numbers for both candidates show a drop of about $15 million from February. In that month, the most intense of the primary season, both candidates set fundraising records. Now, Obama is spending far more than Clinton in Pennsylvania, which holds its primary April 22nd.
That was NPR's Peter Overby reporting. And a disturbing new report out says that more than 91,000 newborn babies were mistreated in the United States in the year 2006. It's the first national study of such abuse, and it was conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Although the report focused on non-fatal maltreatment of infants, officials estimate that abuse killed an additional 499 babies in 2006 before their first birthday. The study was based on data from state Child Protective Services agencies. And the U.S. government is scrapping plans to make the national census process high-tech. The Census Bureau had planned for its workers to use new handheld computers to count the U.S. population, replacing clipboards, pens, and papers that they used in the past. But fixing problems with the newfangled devices raised the cost of the project to over $600 million. So for census workers, it's back to the pen and paper. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.